It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hello there. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter.
Yes, the fanciest podcast in all the land.
Yes. Bring me your finest meats and Jesus.
Yes. Dumb way to start the show.
The hell?
Couple of morons. All right, so this morning we're going to kind of continue the conversation that we had near the end of the show talking about video games. So I love video games. You're a video gamer.
Yeah, I love video games. I find myself turning them on a lot, and just, then like 4 hours later, like the home screen's still right there.
You just never got around to it. I go in spurts. I'll find a game I really like. I don't like sports games. I love football, but Madden just drives me nuts. There's too many buttons, and I just can't do it. I don't mind the golf games every once in a while. I'm really more of a storyteller kind of video game.
I just played that new golf game that's up.
Yeah,
it's called the Golf Club 19. EA Sports got rid of the golf games.
I thought EA Sports was like bankrupt because of what they did for that one game.
Yeah. Anyway. So they got rid of the Tiger Woods games. It was most recently it was Rory. They're done.
Yeah.
They're done with it, man. They sold the rights, so they're going to sell the rights to the PGA Tour. I'm not sure what they have. What involvement the PGA Tour has in it, but EA can use professional golfers in their video games.
Or
the golf club, this new game that's out, can't yet until they buy the rights.
Gotcha. So right now it's like playing.
It's like you make your own character.
Yeah, right? Like playing like Golden Tee.
Absolutely,
you make your own character like that.
Yeah.
I don't mind the golf games. When we were younger, obviously you had NBA Jam, which was
kick ass.
The best.
Yeah. You could be winning 64-2, and it would always be like 100-101.
At the end. He's on fire.
So,
you know, I really now with the story mode of these games, like The Last of Us.
That's what I'm playing right now.
The Last of Us,
It is
the story itself.
It's a movie.
And that's what Kiki, she doesn't play, but she loves watching for the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And because it really is, it's a movie. If you took out all the stuff where you play it, that's a movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty damn good movie,
too. You could fill some. I mean, so now I've been waiting to pull the trigger on Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption was awesome.
I hear great things about that game, but
you
have another option now because they just came out with Game of the Year.
Oh, God of War.
God of War.
So now there's two games, $59 a pop right there. I don't want to spend $120 on video games. Like, that hurts me. I can't do it.
It's a punch, but it's a time killer, man.
It is. And the main reason I've been thinking about it is with winter here, there are days where it's crappy. You're not going outside. It's nice to have something to do on a Sunday afternoon or, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, the Packers will be making the playoffs, so I'll be all right.
God's sakes. Yeah, I got a question for our listeners, and a lot of you can relate to this. How many people listening to this podcast right now, back in the day, woke up to this theme song? That Halo theme song.
Yeah.
So you would get done playing
Buddy's house.
And you would leave it on.
Yeah.
And it would that theme song would play for hours, and you'd wake up in the morning with it still playing.
I want to say I give credit to Xbox and the makers of Halo for being able to put up with hours and hours and hours of runtime.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
Yeah,
we'd wake up at you'd wake up at a buddy's house the next morning like, Jesus, where the hell am I? Halo's out of the back. Wait, am I in hell? Did I die?
On?
No,
we were just playing Halo for 2 days straight.
We'll get some cereal and just get back to it. I just love where we're at with video games. I'm still one of those where I still kind of like, I'm not as diehard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, you know, I'm not playing all the new games.
Yeah, I'm not full Benny into it, but.
No, like Fortnite, I have no desire. I've looked at it. I've watched a couple videos to figure it out. It does not make sense. I don't get it.
I'm what you call the 15-minute gamer.
Yeah.
I get 15, 20 minutes into it. I'm like, I need to go do something real quick.
Yeah. I can sit and play. I can do some marathons, but again, the story's got to be good. And like Last of Us, I've already played like 6 times.
Yeah.
I love it that much.
It's
and
great.
I will play long hours. So Red Dead, I'm sure I'll do it sooner than later. I've been trying to look for like a used copy that I could get and download, but nowadays it's not like it was back in the day.
Have you seen the commercials for the new Oculus Go?
We were talking briefly about that, the VR headset.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy,
so
man.
So the Oculus Rift was a pretty badass system that they had, and it was so expensive for a while. It's like $1,000. Yep. So now it's down to like $299, I think. The thing is, you got to have a pretty stout computer to hook it up to.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have this Oculus Go now, and it's a self-contained system. Basically, it's the headset, comes with a controller.
Yep.
It's not fully immersed like the Oculus Rift is, as in VR. But there's a lot of cool things with it, man. Watching movies, you can watch with your buddies.
Yeah.
It's very compact, and you can take it on the go. You see people on airplanes, you know, with their headsets on now.
Yeah.
And it's pretty reasonably priced.
Well, $299?
And it looks pretty sweet.
That's not bad at all. And that, see, what I'm excited for, again, because I'm a cheap ass, is I'm excited for the Walmart versions of stuff.
Yeah.
As technology keeps getting better, technology keeps advancing, where eventually it's like, well, yeah, no, I can make the same thing for a fraction of the cost. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the, I mean, think about laptops you can get at Walmart. Honestly, they're fine.
Yeah.
They'll do it, whatever, tablets at Walmart, they're fine.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you can buy cell phone plans now at Walmart just goes to show how far we've come, you know?
Anything at Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. So what I'm excited for is in hopefully like 10 years, I'll be able to go to Walmart, maybe this time of year, around this time of year, I get to buy my full VR setup.
Yeah.
I'm talking the stand, the run-in-place treadmill.
Yeah, the Omnipod.
The Omnipod. I'll have the full gear. I'll have my, you'll be able to buy that for, you know,
think about that, man. With the VR and the Omnipod and all that stuff coming out, there's going to be no such thing as a lazy gamer.
No, it's not going to be fat gamers anymore.
No.
Dude, and I would love that. Well, you and I have kicked around this idea. Think about it. You have that now. Omnipod, for those people that don't know, it's basically like it's a thing you're strapped in at your waist, mm-hmm. right? And then maybe waist and shoulders, but then you can like run in place.
Yeah.
All right. So think about this game. Let's say you're playing like Call of Duty. You got your VR headset on. Maybe you got a vest, a reaction vest. So if you get shot, you feel it. Not like a real shot. It's to have a buddy there. Well, pow! Ow!
Ah.
But so you have this vest on. You're holding a gun, your gun, mm-hmm. and then you can run in place.
You're fully immersed.
That would be, I would spend hours. You don't need to go to the gym because you're running for, oh my God, dude.
They say like the first time you use VR and you use it for more than 10 minutes, when you take it off, it takes you a second to come back to the real world.
Yeah.
Especially the Oculus Rift, I guess, man. People are taking these things off, and it's like, whoa.
Where am I?
They forgot where they were. They're not sure which direction they're facing.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, man.
It'll be crazy to see, because I think about, you know, you and I and our generation, and obviously our folks, too, they've seen it all, but we've really been immersed in this technology boom.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it when you think about, you know, Nintendo coming out. Then you think about all the PlayStations and how everything is advancing quickly. Mm-hmm. The first cell phone came out the smartphone came out in 2008.
Yeah.
And this is where we're at now. 10 years later,
it's insane.
It's nuts what phones can do.
And it only goes up, man.
Gaming systems
exponential.
Now. Yeah, and gaming systems now, it looks like, I mean, the latest Uncharted,
uh-huh.
like there were times where I could not tell. I was like, oh, this is a video game.
Yeah.
I forgot because the graphics were unbelievable. I love it, man. I love it.
Some of it's just wild. And okay. Like I said, it's only going to get better, man.
Think about this. All right. VR.
It's going to have something to do with sex. I know.
All right. Think about it.
They already have it.
Think about it.
They already have it.
Yeah, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the VR sex, but I'm saying, like, make the whole gear.
Oh, the whole thing?
I'm talking about.
So you're going to have your sex robe. Jeez, man. You know, we can't have anything serious. It always somehow veers back to like sex robots.
Well, I tried putting a fleshlight on my PlayStation. You know, it just wasn't the same.
You know, next time I do this podcast, you need to go rub one out first. So we can stay on track. Would you go rub one out, for God's sake?
I can't help it. I have a problem.
You have a problem.
Trying to bang all these techniques. Hey, get away from my computer. Don't you do it.
You know, you get away from my Xbox. Stay away.
Sexy Xbox. Right. Look at sexy ass on that Xbox. Damn, you looking fine, Xbox. All right. Well, good.
Is that the 2 terabyte version?
Oh, damn. 2 terabytes? Big old terabytes on that Xbox. All right, everybody. Don't forget to listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, WIRX, 107.1 on your dial, your FM dial. And, of course, you can always hear more, see more, do more, WIRX.com. Like the babe of the day.
Yeah.
We can make her VR virtual reality babe of the day. Yeah. All right. Getting out of here. We'll see you guys next time.
You got a problem.